We're speaking with Heath Noakes, agricultural agent for the UT Extension Service in Warren County. And Heath, what makes a tree healthy?
Trees are one of the most amazing creatures in nature. It always amazes me when we look at a tree, we're only seeing the top third. The bottom half, two-thirds, are down in the ground in the root system. But basically what makes a tree healthy is a tree that has all the moisture that it needs, all the soil nutrients that it has. I know everybody who's bought a bag of fertilizer is familiar with nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash. A tree is also healthy. We want to look and make sure that we don't have any disease problems. Nothing's wrong with the leaves, no mildewy substance or any insect infestations.
So if I'm just standing there looking at a tree,
mm-hmm.
and I want to make sure it's healthy, what do I look for exactly?
The first thing I would look for is the leaves. And when you look at a leaf, you can tell if there's any disease on it, such as powdery mildew or anthracnose, or there's all kinds of diseases. Trees are just like us. They get sick, too. You can look at it and just make sure that the leaf looks like a leaf ought to be. It's green, vibrant, real pliable when you feel of it. Something else you can do is take a good look at the trunk of it and make sure that there's no insect holes or a little sawdust material down at the base of the tree to make sure that the tree doesn't have any insects boring up and down the trunk, weakening the inner structure.
What kind of insects do attack a tree?
Oh, there's several different kind of insects. There's the flat-headed apple tree borer, the camphor shot borer, several of them. And if you suspect that you have them, call your local UT Extension Service, and the agent can come out, or you can bring him by a sample, and they can make pictures of it and send it to the specialist at UT Knoxville and figure out exactly what problem you've got going on and get you what to do with it.
What's the one thing then? If I'm limited in time and I can just walk by a tree and I don't know anything about them, what is the one thing I can do to make sure that that tree is healthy?
A good, healthy canopy and moisture. If there's one thing that a tree needs is moisture. And of course, we mentioned the tree root system earlier. Several summers ago, we had a drought. And as trees are slow growing, it takes a long time for the effects of drought or too much water to show up in a tree. So if there's one thing that you should be looking for, is as you pass by, make sure, that it looks like it's getting enough moisture. Because if a tree has enough moisture, it can overcome a lot of disease and insect problems.
Now you can find out if your tree is healthy simply by looking for moisture. Make sure it's got enough.
Make sure it's got enough. Yes,
make
sir.
Sure that the insects aren't boring in it and you don't find any sawdust like at the bottom of it, and that the leaves are pliable.
Yes.
Sound reasonable?
Green pliable, yes. Disease-free, yes.
We've been speaking with Heath Noakes, agricultural agent, UT Extension Service, Warren County.